no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
So today, I want to talk about arguments. And I want to talk about disagreements. One of the great experiences slash great challenges that I notice in writing books, and I'm sure Daniel Byrne can comment on this, is trying to find reasonable synonyms for certain words. I remember when I wrote my books on happiness, of course you want to be straight up and say happy as much as you can. However, it gets to the point where the reader can almost become shell-shocked from the same word over and over. And it's not a good idea to use the same words over and over. Stephen King, in his book on writing, which is the book I always tell people, they say, I want to be a writer. I say, go read Stephen King's book on writing. Stephen King talks about trying not to use the same word or a word that even seems similar in two sentences, two consecutive sentences. It just keeps the mind fresh, right? So when I'm writing, I realized that I was trying to write something about arguing. I forget which book it was, and I forget exactly the point I was trying to make, but I was talking about arguments. And when I was looking for synonyms, one synonym just kept coming up, and it was the dominant one, and I'm sure you know what it is, and that's a disagreement. Now, I want to make a very clear distinction between disagreement and argument. And I also want to see less arguing and more agreeing rather than disagreeing. Now, a few years ago, I had a woman email me when I was still the minister of the church and just blistered me. Just wrote the longest, meanest, nastiest email to me, personally attacking me for everything from the way I dressed to the way I spoke. I mean, it was just terrible. And about 6 months later, she contacted me asking me to do some sort of a ministerial favor, like go visit a sick friend. And I said, you know, you've got to be kidding. And she goes, well, I can't help it. I'm Irish. There are, I find, groups of people, whether they define themselves by their ethnicity or how they were raised or where they live, where arguing, taking counter positions is something that a lot of people normally do and do it frequently and well. I would say in my own family, arguing was our dominant mode of communication. It is a way of establishing dominance over someone else. It is a way of making sure you get attention paid to you, possibly even sympathy. And so arguing was very, very, very common in my family. And I realized, I mean, do you know people? I used to be like this. You hear somebody express a counterposition 50 feet away in the airport, and you feel like it's your job to go over and correct them. Now, I didn't do that. I wasn't that bad, but it at least goes through my mind. And the bad part is when you step back and have a sense of body awareness about it, and notice how arguing and everything feels in your body, it's not a good feeling. It's like being jolted with a taser gun or a cattle prod, you know? And my goal in life, and I hope yours is to be a lot more chill as I go through everything I go through, because you're gonna go through stuff. So we disagree. It's normal. Teddy and I don't agree when we go for a walk. He always wants to go down to the bay, look for iguanas, get in the water, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes I want us to just go like this. We're not always going to agree. In fact, in most cases, we are going to disagree. The question is, can we disagree without becoming disagreeable? In which case, we then start to argue. Now, in my mind, and this is one of those I haven't really looked it up, a disagreement to me would mean holding counter beliefs. And remember, the word belief is simply something you have decided is true. Okay, that's literally the definition of the word belief. Something you've decided is true. So a disagreement is having counter beliefs. I believe this, you believe that. I've got people very close in my life who my best friend is an avid hunter and sends me pictures every day from wherever he's hunting. And I'm a vegan and I don't really care about killing animals. That's not a thing for me. We disagree, but it becomes an argument. This is the difference between a disagreement and an argument. An argument is when we feel we must convince the other person to agree with us. It never has to do with us having to agree with them. That's called listening. Remember, Brother David said, listening is defined as being willing to be changed by what you hear. That's listening. Arguing is when we feel like we've got to convince the other person to adopt our point of view. Now, why do we do that? This is going to, somebody thanked me yesterday for, you know, shooting it straight. I'm going to do it again this morning. Insecurity. Insecurity. I can tell you that having bounced through various religious faiths, it's usually the first people or the most recent people who are doing the most proselytizing about it, who are going out and telling everyone. Not so much because they think it's the greatest thing in the world. They probably do, and they've just had a life-changing experience. But they feel a little insecure in their position, and they're trying to ground it inside of them. They're trying to ground it inside of them by expressing it to other people. Victor Hugo said, and I love this, this is one of my favorite quotes, "Strong and bitter words indicate a weak cause." Let me say that again. Strong and bitter words indicate a weak cause. You feel like your cause is weak. Doesn't mean that it necessarily is a weak cause. It's that you feel it is. You feel insecure, and therefore you've got to try and convince the person. Now, our mind never tells us, oh, you're just feeling insecure. It's okay. Insecure is unsafe, and I want you to be safe. No, your ego is like, convince them. If you convince them, then everything will be okay. Then I won't make you feel this way. The thing is, we don't need to feel that way. Number one, it doesn't work. I forget who said it, and I've quoted it many times. He who is convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. You may get a compliance, but you're not going to get agreement. You're not going to necessarily change someone's behavior or their beliefs with force. You're going to change them by accepting them and by being on the same level with them. So the opposite of disagreement is simply agreement. Now, you don't have to agree as in I'm going to change my belief. It's that whole you've got to agree to disagree thing. The fact that someone believes something is not threatening to you. The fact that someone wants to do something is not threatening to you until you make it about you. So check your position, check where you're coming from, and realize it's not your place to try and change the world. It's funny, and I'm going to say this again simply because it's an example that I have. I became vegan because someone in my life was vegan and did absolutely nothing to convince me to become vegan. They simply were. They left me alone, encouraged me to eat what I wanted to eat, steak, lobster, whatever. And then finally, I started kind of looking into it and started to adopt it. One of the things that I decided was I would never try and push it on anybody or convince anyone. It's funny, when I just mention it, some people think, you're trying. And that's what I'm talking about. That's that insecurity in your own position. Anyway, I have had so many people begin to eat. My hunter friend loves Impossible Whoppers now, not regular Whoppers. He sends me pictures of him eating vegan. Another friend who owns food trucks decided to do a vegan food truck simply because she and I would go out to dinner sometimes and she'd see me eating and it seemed actually kind of appealing. When you're not trying to change other people, when you are accepting that you may be wrong, they may be wrong, you may be right, they may be right. You know, it's that old saying, there's a field between right and wrong, I will meet you there. Try and stay in that neutral position. Realize that not only shouldn't you try and change someone else's opinion, you really, really can't. It's best to just have what we talked about a couple of days ago, that curiosity. I wonder why they feel that way. So I wanted to give you a couple of tools to deal with people when you feel yourself starting to get that way. Number one, shut up. Seriously, take a breath, close your mouth, don't respond. Yes, you can. You can choose not to. Number two, keep a smile on your face. And number three, don't make statements, ask questions. Oh, you think that we should open up all of the businesses right now, instantly during the coronavirus? Really? How did you come to that conclusion? And to ask them questions genuinely. And it's amazing. If you give a person a chance to talk, they'll often talk themselves into the direction you want them to go. So let's don't argue. Let's understand we're going to disagree, but we don't have to be disagreeable. Let me check in one more time with everybody. Raleigh says, good morning. Cynthia says, got the book from my sister-in-law. For my sister-in-law. That's awesome. Daniel Byrne says, yes, we call those word echoes. Thank you, Daniel. Using the same word over and over, word echoes. I knew you'd know, buddy. And my producer, Miroslav, is here. And because Miroslav is here, it means it's time for me to go because he is waiting to do post-production on this video. And I need to get ready for those of you who are going to join me in the meditation group. We are growing about 400% a day. That means we went from 1 to 4. And I think yesterday we had 6. So anyway, at the rate we're growing, it's going to be quite a group. So we don't want to have a ton of people. If you're interested, check out complaintfreemeditation.com. Complaintfreemeditation.com. The next 4 people that will join get, this is the end of my prize closet. I have what I call my prize closet. I have 3 hats. I think that's it. And that's it for now. Copy of my book, To You Love God, My Daily Devotional, 365 Inspirational Messages as If, I can't show, there we go, written from God, autographed to you from me. Listen, everybody, bless you. For those of you who are joining me, you know where to go. Those of you who are members of my complaint-free meditation group, it's very simple. All you do is in Facebook, which is where you are right now, click on groups. You'll see the complaint-free meditation group. Click on it. Soon as I go live, you'll see me and I won't see you, but we'll meditate together. And remember, you've got the entire library of meditations that are already in there and growing every day, plus the meditation guidebook that I wrote that you can't buy anywhere. It's only available to members. Complaintfreemeditation.com to check it out. Bless you all. Have a great day. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk again on anxiety by request. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high. Creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.